something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Master Soul Winner.
Hallelujah.
See, God wins us and makes us his partners. And then we do the same thing. We copy Jesus. We win others and make them partners. He put his word in my mouth. And because that word doesn't belong to me, I take that word and I put it in your mouth. And you catch it, and you say the same thing. And it produces the same result. And we go around the world preaching the same thing. See, expressing the love of God. There's too much criticism all over the world. The world is tired of war. But the world is tired of war among Christians. We are the only ones who don't end our war. The war just keeps going on. Because they're not winning souls. Soul winners don't have time to criticize. Soul winners don't have that time. They're full of love. They see the harvest field. There's too much work to do for them to turn around and begin to fight over two members that are not coming to my church and they're coming to your church. They're too busy to fight over someone's offering. They're too busy for that. They're too busy to fight over should they wear trousers, should women wear trousers or not. Too busy to fight over should they wear earrings or bangles. Too busy. Too busy to notice that someone didn't greet you well in church. Soul winners don't see that. They see the unkind people as a potential harvest. If you're wicked to them, they believe they have to win you. They see you haven't understood the message yet. They want to evangelize your life. Still praying for you. See, no one can make me mad. You can't make me bitter. How? How? What are you going to do? How are you going to make me bitter? How? With what? How? Do I care the way you look at me? I don't care. You can go, it's your head and it's your eye. You know? What did he say? You know, I used to say years ago, and I think maybe that's one of the reasons they just realized they didn't have to do it. You know, I used to say, don't write me any letter because I'm not going to read it. It's no use. You know, there are people who say, I'm going to write him. And I always say, hey, it's no use writing it because I wouldn't read it. Don't waste your time. Why? Because I don't care what you think. I'm a soul winner. Say it with me. I'm a soul winner. Say, look, world. I'm a soul winner. Listen, brothers and sisters, the anointing is on us. You understand? The anointing is on us. You may not feel like it's on you. But it's there. It's there. It's working. It's working in your life. It's working. See, that anointing led me when I went from one village to the other. Did I know those people? Oh, I just had the contact from my friends. I went to those villages to preach. And from one village, we located another village and another one. And so we went preaching. But from preaching in those villages, I also preached in the schools. I found out the same thing. Those villagers were poor spiritually. And these students were just as poor spiritually. It was the same hunger. They were so hungry to receive the gospel. In those villages at the backside of civilization, these ones, students in the universities, were just as hungry. It was the same thing. The same thing. And as we preach the gospel in different parts of the world, we discover exactly the same thing. Man is hungry. Man is hungry. The people are hungry. And I hear the voice of Jesus saying, "Give ye them to eat." You are a leading soul winner. And you are leading others to win souls. You are seizing the opportunity. The Bible says to redeem the time, because the days are evil. This time that we have now is precious. It's precious. The world will never be like this again. So what we must do now, we must do now. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We're going to produce evangelism tracts so that we can use them as tools for evangelism. Tools. Tools to lead people to Christ. We must do everything we can. Everything we must do now. The time is short. The world doesn't have so much time left. So we have to speed up. We have to speed up the process. Amen? We have to speed up the process. And each one of you, make sure you mean, no one of you should have less than 12 committed people that you have led to Christ that are winning others to Christ. Jesus had 12. All right? He had a multitude of disciples according to the scriptures. But he had these 12 that were reaching others. Every cell leader here must work towards having 12 who will become cell leaders. Build 12 people that are building others. Did you hear what I say? This year, you're going to face it. God is going to give you 12 new people. Amen.
Amen.
12 new people. Isn't that simple? It's so simple. That's one soul a month. 12 new people that you will turn into soul winners. And imagine if each of those 12 will win 12, and those 12 will win 12. Isn't that possible?
Yes.
Yes. as you strive to take the gospel to people, the Bible says we should strive together for the faith of the gospel. That means we should put our energies together, our resources together, to win people to Christ. If you would sit down and think and say, this is what I want to do, win people for Christ, and pray, and let the Holy Ghost unction your mind, He'll give you visions, ideas of what to do. Hallelujah! Glory to God! We are not afraid of the devil! We said, devil, throw your best shots! Come on, devil! Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world! He said, devil, did you say, hey, brother, did you say that devil has given you so much pain you've been throwing up all night? He doesn't have a place in your stomach. The Bible says we shall tread upon serpents and upon scorpions. Devil, your place is under my feet, not in my stomach. My stomach doesn't belong to the devil. It belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah!
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Jebude, 156 Folagbadi Road, Aribabu Roundabout, beside New Glow Office, Ijebude.
Worship with us on Sunday by 9 a.m. and Wednesday at 6 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or share your testimony with us, kindly call +234-812-851-9834. Or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.